I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Ukraine crisis. Part of the story is the natural gas pipelines through Ukraine into Europe. That is a dominant story for European growth. Many nations depend upon it, if not in a minority fashion significantly. The whole of Europe depends upon that natural gas and those pipelines, and those pipelines being secure. They are not during Ukraine crisis. At the same time, Russia is aware that because of this dependency, it needs pipelines that are independent of interruption or sanctions. So therefore, what we have is a lot of politics in pipelines. Robert Cutler, he keeps the website EurasianSecurity.com, writing about a most recent presentation by Vladimir Putin, the Kremlin, to close down the pipelines in Ukraine and build a new pipeline through Turkey into Europe. Robert calls it TurkStream. Robert, a very good evening to you. TurkStream, you are not taken with the idea. There is the possibility that Mr. Putin is faking us out. He's making a political statement in terms of a pipeline. What is the ambition as understood by the Kremlin? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. It's good to be with you again. TurkStream is an idea that came out of the blue in December a few weeks ago when Vladimir Putin visited Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Turkey and tried to find a solution. He finally realized that he could not build the South Stream pipeline under the Black Sea to Bulgaria because it was violating the rules of the European Union, because Russia wanted to own both the pipeline and the gas in the pipeline and to control whether anyone else had the right to put gas in this South Stream pipeline. And that violated what we would call European Union antitrust laws. So despite the fact that he had more or less commissioned the pipeline, contracts for the manufacture of the pipeline are still underway, and believe it or not, they're pipeline for that pipeline are still being manufactured and delivered to Bulgaria. He finally figured out that he couldn't build it and force the Europeans to take it, but he still wants to put pressure on Ukraine. He still wants to keep as much as he can the private hunting ground of Europe for his own Russian gas. And so he had the idea to put the same pipeline, or a pipeline, the same volume, through Turkey and say, okay, well, I'm not going to deliver the gas to Europe and Bulgaria, so I don't have to follow your rules anymore. I'm going to build it to Turkey, and in Turkey I'm going to build it up to the border of Greece, which is European Union, and then you, Europe, you can just build your own infrastructure and figure out what you want to do with my gas.
This presentation, I understand it, was greeted happily in Turkey, except I read in your presentation, your analysis of this, there already is a pipeline that flows under the Black Sea to Turkey. Is that correct?
Yes, this is called the Blue Stream Pipeline. It carries about one-fourth of the volume of the proposed TurkStream Pipeline. And that's been in place for about 15 years, and that gas is consumed in the Turkish market domestically in Turkey itself.
Because there is a pipeline to Turkey, and because Vladimir Putin, and I'm presuming the Turks are in on this, are proposing to build a pipeline in Turkey through to the European Union, would that also include Blue Stream? In other words, are they going to combine these two or claim Blue Stream and suddenly Turk Stream?
Well, that seems to be one of the ideas in the air, the reason, one of the many reasons to be skeptical of the idea is that no one really knows, and Russia has not yet suggested exactly which route it would follow, whether it would go to, whether the new pipeline, the Turk Stream, would go under the Black Sea to the Turkish Straits, like the pipeline to Bulgaria almost would have done, or whether it would follow the Blue Stream and just add another couple lines on the Blue Stream. That's not clear. It's also not clear who's going to pay for it, because the Russian banks can't pay for it, and the Turkish banks can't pay for it because they're don't have enough money, and the Arab banks aren't interested. The Chinese banks aren't interested, and because of the sanctions against Russia for the Ukraine, there are no European banks that are able to do it. So, it really is just a face-saving measure that seeks to continue to put the cat amongst the chickens, amongst the European chickens, no extended metaphor intended.
Let's look at those sanctions, however. You note in your blog piece that the sanctions begin to lift in phases this year, March and July, for example, unless there's an EU consensus. I know right now there is no consensus in the EU, especially the Czech Republic president has spoken out against sanctions. German dignitaries have said there's very little use in extending this. So, therefore, let us presume the sanctions are going to disappear over time, over this year, 2015. Does that mean that TurkStream becomes more viable because there's bank money? Or does that mean that TurkStream would somehow transform itself back into a version of SouthStream, that everybody would come to terms with the fact that Russians want to dominate the market and hold a monopoly?
Well, the Europeans are not accepting these terms, that Russia is going to dominate the European market, because they've already had, in 2006 and 2009, very unhappy experiences with the unilateral cutoffs of Russian gas to Europe in winter, which led to the death by freezing and cold of some people in Eastern Europe.
I take it that Europe's not going to like it, Robert, but the question is, do they have an alternative? Are they developing an alternative? You know, you just need to name a price here. So are the Europeans looking for a better deal? They need Russian gas, correct?
They have been diversifying. This is one reason why they are not happy with the idea of TurkStream, is because out of those experiences, they have sought, and it's now explicit European policy, to diversify their sources of supply. They are developing a number of other non-oil, non-gas approaches, but also it's just not going to happen, because if the Europeans, this is totally unrealistic proposal on the part of the Russian side, because the advisors to Putin and to Alexei Miller, who's the head of Gazprom, if they don't know it, their advisors know that if the Europeans even wanted the Turk stream, because they move so slowly like an elephant and trying to get, they have to need to get consensus amongst all their members, it would take them 2 years to come up with to approve the idea.
Let's look at the alternative for Europe. You note that there's under construction now a pipeline from Azerbaijan. This may or may not include Iranian gas eventually. However, is that going to be built fast enough through Turkey at some point to satisfy Europe's needs absent Russia?
Not in the short and medium term, and that's the issue before Europe, because in the longer term, after say, the middle of the next decade, there will be likely to be enough gas from other different sources, including North Africa, that Europe will be able to do without Russian gas. The question is what to do in the meantime, but there is very little chance that they will take the Turk stream, also because the foreign ministers of the European Union member states just on Monday this week met, and they decided that there's no need to go lifting the sanctions very fast, very soon at all.
Robert Kotler keeps the website EurasianSecurity.com.